Welcome to Jessica Massey on the podcast. This is the Money Love Affair series. My name's Jess. I am your host. I am a woman's empowerment coach, spiritual business mentor, wealth coach, and manifestation queen. And we are here to talk all things money, to help you expand your relationship with money, and to talk about it in a way that you have never heard of us spoken about before. This is where we do things differently. I'm so excited to have you here. Now buckle up, sit back, and enjoy the journey. Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome to another episode of Money Love Affair, Jessica Massey on the podcast. I am so excited to have you all here. I am literally just tucked in. It's starting to get cold for the first time this year in sunny Queensland, and wrapped up in my big blanket. And just finished uploading as well the episode that will come straight after this, which I'm really excited about. There are so many exciting things happening in this world, and I'm so excited. I'm loving the feedback that I'm getting from you all, and especially the transition that the people that are in abundance codes are having, like the growth that they're having, the action steps they're taking, how they're transforming their wealth and their mindset already. It's so great. So thank you so much for being on this journey. Let me just say that before we get into it. Now, today I want to speak about something that I've kind of been hinting at throughout the episodes. And maybe you're sitting there going, what is she talking about? I've never heard this perspective before. What the hell? So this episode, I actually want to break it down for you and explain what I mean when I speak about being in a relationship with money. And maybe some of you have done this before, maybe some of you haven't. Maybe this is the first time you're ever hearing of it. And this is the coolest concept that single-handedly transformed my whole relationship with money. Like, transformed everything for me. I remember when I did this process and really got to know this new way of relating with money, I realized that I was speaking to money the same way I was speaking to all the ex-boyfriends, all the guys that I've dated in the past. I was holding this toxicity towards feeling like money is going to leave me. Oh, money, I'm not good enough for money. Like, I don't deserve money, or just expecting it to dump me every minute of every day. I was like, oh, well, I feel like I need to hold on to you really, really tight because you're going to leave me just like all those other guys left me. And that's really where this idea came from, because your relationship with money is actually the same as your relationship in love. It's the same thing. And so until I healed my relationships in men, in myself, only then could I heal my relationship with money, right? You know my story. I have two properties that I owned. I bought them when I was 25 on my own, single. And I'm going to tell you right now, even during that period, I did not have a healthy relationship with money. This relationship with money is this new concept which is transforming the world, will transform your life. It doesn't need to be hard. It actually gets to be really easy. And I've started hearing statistics and conversations from people so much right now about how many people are sitting there in stress, in overwhelm, in difficulty around money and their relationship with it. And I just think it's about time that we don't have that problem anymore. I think it's about time that we start living in abundance, every single one of us, start claiming our wealth, because there is limitless money in the world. It's actually limitless. You can create as much as you want, and you creating more will not take away from somebody else's, right? So you can just have as much as you like. And there is a lot of that worth piece. There is a lot of that stuff that's still sitting there that's coming up for you right now, which is why I've created abundance codes, which is why I have my group courses, to really get you out of that stuckness and into abundance, because it's so available to you. Like, it's so available to you. And I just think if you're sitting there right now feeling stressed, feeling uneducated, not knowing where to start, you're totally not alone. I was reading up some statistics, and I wanted to share them with you because they blew my mind. And unfortunately, like, I'm a little bit surprised, and I'm not that surprised because it's such a big topic of conversation that I hear from everyone. And not even people just still starting out. People that have really successful businesses still have these money blocks, these money problems, because, like I said, remember, it's just something that we believe and something that still comes up. It's a relationship of money. It's not the actual worth. It's not the dollar sign. It's how you're feeling towards it. So what was it? They can't actually give specific numbers. However, on the surveys, it's 49% from one survey. 49% of people reported feeling stressed about their financial situation. And the highest levels of financial stress reported under those under the age of 35. Under the age of 35, which is majority of you listening right now. That's the problem. That all of us young people, all of the young people in the world, have so much stress around money and belief in creating it. And especially with inflation, the rise in the costs of everything, there is no better time than right now to change your relationship with money so that you can start changing your future. Everything's in your control. Everything's in your control. So if right now you feel like you don't have enough money, you can create more, and you just have to decide to create more, which is super fun and exciting. So I'm really excited to be sharing this podcast episode with you so that you can change your money story, because it's so available to you. And so let's do this fun thing right now. I'm really excited about it, because this is how you get to change it. And I wonder if you're sitting right there having like toxic relationships still in your world, how you can bring that back to yourself and change it inside of you, because everything's from you. Absolutely everything starts from inside of you. And that means it's all in your control, which is really great. Really great. And I know that's hard to hear and it feels weird, but trust the process. Trust the process. So imagine that money is a person. Imagine that money is a person. And what does it look like? What does it look like? Is it cute? Is it hot? Is it standoffish? Is it open? What kind of hair? Is it a blob? Is it a cartoon? Like, whatever it looks like, this will be totally different for every single person. It's so fun. I wonder what you're creating. I got some funny pictures popping in my head just then. It actually can be anything. It can be whatever you want it to be. And from here, you get to build a relationship with it. Like, can you start meeting it? And it might sound a bit wacky and weird. And it's actually one of the ways that you can heal your relationship with it really quickly, because it's so easy. Like, when I spend money now, I go, thanks, money. Thanks, money, for buying this for me. Thanks, money, so much for buying this for me. And like being in that state of gratitude while it's happening, like I'm so grateful for money, for being there, for providing me with things, for allowing me to live the life that I currently live. Like it's out of this world. I'm watching the river right now through my bedroom window at my office with my desk where I'm setting this up. Like, it's wild what you can create with money. And I'm like so thankful for money. I see it. I feel it supporting me. Like, I have a healthy relationship with it now. Whereas before, I was like pushing it away. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, money, you don't need to buy that for me. You know, like, and the resistance to receiving was such a big one. I feel like we'll do a whole nother episode on the receiving part of it, because that's a whole big, big, big topic of conversation that will absolutely change your relationship with money as well in terms of receiving it, because you have to receive money to receive money. My brain just went, yeah, of course. So once you become into that state of like personifying money, it gets really fun, and you can turn it into a game. Can you just like laugh with it and spend time with it and think about all the times that it's been there for you and go, oh wow, like you've actually been there for me so much. Now, I do have a process for this, an exercise that we do with me. So if you want to know more, if you want to do this for yourself with me, let me know. Send me a DM and you're like, yes, 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 I need this. And it's super fun. And then you get to dive deep into this. And you can still start it right now, because you can. And it's really funny. I see this happen so much in people that I know, my clients and the people in my community, it's that resistance to this, to it, that resistance to going, oh, I don't know. I see it happen so much. And I love when people take action and they decide to change and they do the things and they do the tasks, they listen to the podcast, they take action. And unless they actually have this relationship with money, they will fall back into their old patterns. They will fall right back to where they were before. And that it gets kind of worse when you're in that place, because then you beat yourself up. You're like, I've come so far. How did I get back here? How did I get back here when I've already done the work? Like, I had a conversation the other day and she's like, I make so much money. I have my business. I have all the things. And every time I make money, I seem to lose it. And then you get really frustrated because you're like, I know how to make money. Why isn't it staying in my bank account? What the hell am I doing wrong? And then you start doing the things again, right? You pick it back up. You start doing it. You go through the cycle. You're building momentum. You're building it. You're building it. Oh my God, another roadblock. Because it's so hard to do this stuff on your own. Honestly, I don't know if I'd be able to do it without on my own. That's when I met my mentors. That's when I started working with people to change the story. It's when people start working with me, when they're like, okay, I'm sick of the cycle. I'm ready. So we do the things together. Together, so importantly. So importantly, we do it together. We work through the blocks that are coming up. We clear it up. And then you step into that receivership of abundance. Step in to start receiving the abundance that comes to you. Like, oh my gosh, all of a sudden you can pay for your holidays. You can buy those nice things that you wanted. Wanted, not needed. You can just buy things that you want and feel abundant in it. And they will help you accumulate more wealth, which has been the topic of conversation. Investing, like everything's an investment. Are you spending your money that creates more money, or are you just spending it and it doesn't come back? This is abundance, baby. It's super fun. I love speaking about it, and because it's not something that we're taught. We're not taught this at school. We're not taught this generally when we're children, like in our family home. It's not generally a topic of conversation. Just I hear this so much when people come into my world. When they start working with me, they're like, I was not educated. I have no idea what to do. And great. That's the benefits of working with someone. That's the benefits of doing trainings, of doing courses, so that you can educate yourself, so that you can change your story. It's And from there, you get to live in the like land of abundance and be happily ever after and have so much wealth coming to you. It's and yeah. Yeah, that's the point. That's the why we're creating this. That's the whole reason for this creation. And what if it was actually just as simple as starting with having a relationship with money? And you get to hang out with him or her. No judgment. You can have a lady money. You can have a man money. Whatever it is, it's a really fun way to create it. It's a really fun thing to do. Really fun momentum to have in it, really great way to bring a different thought process into life. And when you change the way you do things, the way you think, that's when you actually get to change the outcome. So if you're constantly doing detailed things or being strict on yourself, trying to create new habits, try doing something differently, try making it a bit more fun. And changing your unconscious on a whole different level. Because from there, that's kind of the fun place. That's where you get to create so much more. So, so, so much more. Because then you get to change and all the stuff. Like, there are so many aspects of our brains that work unconsciously that everyone is different as well. That just came in. That everyone works different. Everyone's brains work different. So if you want to hack your unconscious mind, which is like 90% of our capacity, you need to learn how to do things differently. If you've been trying something one way, try something a different way. This is when challenges come so great in the mix. Like, challenge yourself by doing something. Bring in some love and light if you're challenging yourself too much. Some love and light. You know, that's where you get to change. Now, I want you to know, I did not create this. Absolutely not. This has been around for a really, really, really long time. So many influential speakers, practitioners, and philosophers use this technique. So many, and I've heard it in many, many motivational speakers. So many imply it or will reference it or will do it in a way that's not so direct. Now that I've said it, I'm wondering if you can start realizing, listening to people speak about it and see how they're doing it subliminally all the time. All the time. This is just me bringing it to your awareness right now, and I hope that this just like exploded your mind and allowed you to see it differently and to expand what is possible for you in what you can create. Because as I said, this is not a new technique. It's been around for such a long time. And it's one that will truly simply change the way you relate to money as an entire whole. And using this mindset, coming into Abundance Codes, my course, with this mindset allows you to step into that and create it. And now you know my biggest secret. I'm actually so glad to be sharing it with you. So glad to be sharing it with you because it's so simple. So simple, and I'm so here to help if you want more clarity in it. Like, absolutely. I'm actually really excited to work with everyone closer. All of those in Abundance Codes get me live every single week for the next 5 weeks. And if you want to catch it later and be slow, you can definitely still do that and you'll get all the recordings. So they're going to be ongoing. They're going to be ongoing because this is actually it's the most amazing thing that I have ever created. It got channeled through me and I'm like, this is going to help so, so, so many people. So many people. And now that you've listened to this and you already have the idea of how to relate to it. It's like the underlying perspective of it. It's the juicy part underneath. It's how you relate. And if you do this, remember I said it right at the beginning, this will help you change your relationship with not only money, but everyone around you and yourself as well. Because it's actually all about you. I don't know if you've realized that yet from what I've been talking about and the messages that we share, but it's actually all about you. It's about you living that life of abundance, of you living that life of your dreams, of joy, of happiness, of ease right now, because you get to. And I know that seems far away right now, and it's really not. It's really not. If you're in business and you're ready to level up your business and to step away from it and call in more wealth, this is how you do it, from mending your relationships with money, through calling in more clients, you know, more of that dream for yourself and living it now and learning how to live it now. So this is one tiny, tiny, tiny little speckle in the whole game of ways that you can do that. So if I can share it on this podcast for your ears, it's my pleasure. It's my absolute pleasure. I love it. Every single Friday, you'll receive a new podcast episode for the Money Love Affair series, the Money Love Affair podcast. And I would love to know what resonated most for you through this episode and throughout. And if you have any questions, please send them through so that we can chat about them more as the weeks come on. And on Mondays, I'll be sharing special guest episodes. So there is one exciting one coming in a few days. It's going to be really great. And this is so you can start having the conversations more. Like, if my intention above everything else is just to have these conversations, to remove the taboo out of money, to start speaking about things that are triggering for people so that they're no longer triggering, so that we can start creating more wealth for ourselves right now. So you can start manifesting, move into that state of creation, of attraction, of magnetism, of abundance. All of these things are an effect of living in alignment with yourself. So if you can start living in alignment with yourself right now, you get to have all of those things attracted to you. This is why we do this, so that you can attract things to you, attract people, places, and opportunities that are going to support you more on your mission, to support you more on bringing in the juicy stuff into your life. It's so yummy and delicious. And I love that you are here for the ride. I love that you've tuned in for yourself, and give yourself, like, just take a minute, give yourself a big pat on the back for listening and for taking the initiative to change. Because this is where the change happens. Right now, this moment, you listening to this, Every single millionaire will tell you, I started by listening to podcasts, by reading books, by learning, by opening up my mind to different conversations with people that are doing what I want to be doing. Because it's through this simple act of opening your mind that you actually begin the trajectory for the whole rest of your life. Yay. So what you think and believe right now matters. What you think, believe, and say right now will affect your wealth for the rest of your life. If you decide to continue doing what you've been doing and it's not been working for you, then you're going to continue getting the same results. Tony Robbins says, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. And it's absolutely true, my friends. So pat on the back for deciding to do things differently. Yay. This has been so great chatting with you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. My course is live at the moment, Abundance Codes, which is available for you to join right now, today, to start doing the daily tasks and to change your wealth story so you can start attracting it right now, to start living in abundance right now. Super excited to have you there. Link is in my bio in Instagram, Jessica Marie Massion. And if you have any questions or want to celebrate anything with me, drop into my DMs. I would love to chat with you. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.